Lots of reaction to the news that U.S. Senator John McCain, a war hero and former presidential candidate, has died after an ongoing battle with brain cancer. We get more from VOA correspondent Michael Bowman.
In his waning months, John Sidney McCain continued to speak vigorously about America.
We are blessed. We are living in the land of the free, the land where anything is possible.
The son of a U.S. admiral, McCain became a Navy aviator and flew bombing missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese in 1967, he endured more than 5 years of torture and deprivation as a prisoner of war. McCain ran twice for president as an independent-minded Republican, securing his party's nomination in 2008. Many will mourn his passing, but McCain remained upbeat to the end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And newly elected Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid respects to McCain.
He embodied everything that we respect and value and love about our American friends. They are like family, and his loss today is like the loss of a family member to us as Australians.
A drone strike has killed the leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abdusad Arabi, along with his 9 commanders. The overnight missile attack occurred in a troubled eastern Nangarhar province, where the terrorist group locally known as ISKP is headquartered. Afghan intelligence officials said international forces assisted in the counterterrorism operation. A U.S. military spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Martin O'Donnell, confirmed to VOA U.S. forces conducted a counterterrorism strike Saturday. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of 3 top security officials. A government spokesman said Sunday Ghani has asked the 3 to remain in office and work towards the betterment of the security situation. Their resignations were tendered just hours after Afghanistan's national security advisor abruptly resigned Saturday amid rising violence across the country and high numbers of battlefield casualties the Taliban insurgency is inflicting on government forces. In Ireland, Pope Francis met with survivors of abuse by priests. Paul Redman was among those meeting with Francis. He heads a group of homes for sex abuse survivors.
He came back at the end and apologized to all of us for what had happened to us. And the thing that really shocked us all was when he was talking to survivors about cover-up and corruption in Rome itself. He literally referred to these people as caca. And his translator again was kind of shocked and asked the Pope to clarify. And the Pope literally did some hand gestures and said, caca, they're filth in the toilet.
Pope Francis' visit to Ireland comes at a time with sexual abuse crises around the world. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake has hit western Iran. That killed at least one person and injured dozens more. The earthquake happened early Sunday. The epicenter of the quake struck cities near Iran's border with Iraq at a depth of approximately 10 kilometers. Media reports say the earthquake was felt in Baghdad, Iraq's capital, which is more than 300 kilometers from the Iranian border. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been officially sworn in as the president of Zimbabwe. Following a bitterly contested election, he took the oath of office Sunday before thousands of spectators in a stadium in the capital. His election last month is the first in decades without longtime leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. He was legally challenged by his main rival, Nelson Chamisa, the opposition movement for Democratic Change candidate. He won 50.8% of the vote, but his inauguration was postponed by a court challenge. The opposition said Chamisa, who officially got 44% of the vote, actually won the poll. Catholic bishops, Albania, and Ireland have all agreed to take the 140 migrants blocked aboard an Italian Coast Guard vessel, announcing the end of a 10-day standoff over the asylum seekers, but making it clear an angry Italy could avenge a perceived lack of overall European Union solidarity by refusing to approve the bloc's next multi-year budget. The Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, who leads the anti-migrant league party, refused to let the migrants off the Coast Guard boat. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
From Washington, VOA